From the field, to the track, to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, high school basketball action for Friday night, both GW basketball teams picked up wins. The boys team won in blowout fashion, 77-54 over Patrick County. Jonathan Simpson led the way for the Eagles with 16 points as they improved to 8-4 in district play. The Eagle girls picked up a win, 41-30, to improve to 10-3 in district play. Jocelyn Cobbs led the way for the Eagles with 17 points. The Tunstall boys basketball team won their 10th in a row in blowout fashion as they beat Mecklenburg County Friday night 75-50. Jalen Edmonds led the way for the Trojans with 17 points and 8 assists as the Trojans improved to 12-1 in district play. The Chatham girls lost for the first time in 10 games as they fell at William Campbell 45-36. Chatham girls are still in first place in the district at 9-1. The Dan River girls pulled off an upset on Friday night as they knocked off Gretna 57-48. Alicia Farmer had a monster performance for the Wildcats with 33 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 steals. Gretna boys team won their second in a row as they topped Dan River 56-48. The Hawks are now 8-2 in Dogwood district play and in second place. NASCAR returned last night with the clash at the Coliseum. Martin Truex Jr. took home first place in what he said was a special win for him.
Last year was a pretty rough season for us, you know, with no wins, and to come out here and kick it off this way, just really proud of all these guys, and tonight was just kind of persevere, not give up, and just battle through it, and we found ourselves in the right spot at the end.
That audio from Fox, Austin Dillon and Kyle Busch rounded out the top three. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.